We had to get a reschedule in with the gentleman joining us now. Lee Sterling, usually a Thursday segment here on the starting lineup, has now turned into a Friday segment, at least for this week. And Lee, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out to join us. And we have to get you in, Lee, because when you went 4-1 last week, and by the way, I have to give you kudos, slow clap for you, sir, for picking the Tennessee over Mississippi State win straight up. It's, I'm glad to be joining you on the ground this week. I'll just leave it at that.
I figured. So I don't know who's my wife's like, God, why are you so excited about Tennessee? That's not not one of the games you gave your clients. And I said, well, let me tell you a story.
Here's a little story about this idiot on Rocky Top. The village idiot now on the ground, and I will say this to you. I feel like making a little bit of money this week, and there are a couple of games that stand out. One in particular, we just talked about it. I actually have it as my lock of the week, and I'm intrigued based on what you're going to do. Florida travels on the road to Columbia. You have Will Muschamp saying Ryan Helinski's fine, and he's going to play. The Gators are road favorite by 5 points. What say you?
Well, South Carolina won last week because of, well, they played well. They played hard, but plus 4 turnover advantage. Georgia, you will not see this happen many times ever again. Maybe one other time the rest of the season. A team has 30 first downs like Georgia and only 17 points. Wow. So they were, I wouldn't say they were gifted the game, but Georgia just didn't play smart. Florida defense, 20 turnovers in their first 6 games, but against LSU last week, did not get a turnover. If Helinski is not 100%, they're in trouble. I mean, Florida brings a big-time pass rush, and if he goes down, I mean, I think it's going to be over. It will not be like last week. The Gators last week had an 84-48 play advantage against LSU, led at one point 28-21 in the third. So the defense has only played 48 snaps. They're not worn out at all. And this is where Dan Mullen does his best work. 4-0 against the spread as a road favorite. I like Florida here, 27-16.
All right, the team that Florida played last week, LSU, took the L to them. They go up against Mississippi State team that we saw played at Neyland Stadium just last week. I got to tell you, I was not impressed with Mississippi State. Was that a one-off, or do you think Mississippi State maybe has some problems?
No, I'm not either. I think people have figured them out. Joe Moorhead, I think, is on the hot seat. I don't think he'll get, if things continue to go bad, let go this year. But it could happen next year. Up and down, he's playing two different quarterbacks, can't decide on one between Tommy Stevens and Garrett Schrader. Neither option is very appealing. 8 touchdowns, 6 interceptions on the year, that's it. Mississippi State's defense allowed Tennessee to gain 6.1 yards per play. Can you imagine what Joe Burrow's going to do to this team here? He's completing, not just does he have 25 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions, he's completing a mind-numbing 80% of his passes here. Auburn put 56 on him. That was the only decent offense so far this year. Can you imagine what LSU's going to do? I have him winning this game 48-21.
All right, Bama, Tennessee. This is a Vols team after a huge victory against Mississippi State last week that gets back-to-back showcases with SEC West team. This is a Bama team you've got getting 34 points here. I beg your pardon, favored by 34 points.
Yep.
And there is the matchup against LSU that looms next week. Perhaps could this be a look-ahead for Alabama?
Maybe a little bit. You know, this is not a game I would play with my clients. Obviously, we're going to go over the Tennessee game each week. You know, they could be up by, you know, 38 points. And just like it's happened many times to Alabama this year, they give up a touchdown the last minute or two of the game or the last play. But it's been 12 straight for Bama here, 9-3 against the spread in those wins here. The last, you know, if you look at the point edge, 372-111, most have not been close. Nick usually betters his former assistants. Mara, I think he's going to have some trouble here only because of their schemes. Alabama has the most, maybe two or three other teams, most intricate blitz schemes, and it's very tough for a true freshman to figure them out. So this isn't Mississippi State's defense. Vols just 9-18 against the spread the last 27 SEC games. Give me Bama, 55-17.
Lee, I want to ask you about the NFL, and the one reason is we're talking about Patrick Mahomes' injury the last hour. If Mahomes is out, it looks like New England's a contender for the AFC, and after that, is it maybe the winner of the game tomorrow, or excuse me, Sunday, Houston or Indianapolis? How does that look to you as far as that game between the Colts and the Texans and the AFC South?
Yeah, that could be it. I mean, the NFC is wide open, but the AFC, you know, maybe Baltimore emerges. That's really it. It's crazy how things can happen. But Mahomes will be back. If they get in the playoffs, I think they'll be a contender. Now, in this game, I think Indianapolis is going to be up against it here. All of a sudden, Houston's offensive line starting to come together. They have not given up a sack in either of the last two games here, and this is where Houston does their best work. They're 7-1-1 against the spread the last nine here, and Houston had a chance to face Indy. I think they'll be ready for this game. They were knocked out of the playoffs in the wild card last January, which would end up being Andrew Luck's last win as an NFL quarterback here. And I think Houston's the right side. Too many weapons here for Indy. People are figuring Indy out. And a shootout. I like Houston here, 34-30.
All right, let's go down to Music City. These are two teams, Lee, that I both had winning their wild card spots this year in the AFC. I like the Chargers to take a spot, and I like the Titans to take a spot. Clearly both going in the wrong direction. One just recently made a quarterback change in the Tennessee Titans. How about it? The Titans are one-point favorites at home, and it's Ryan Tannehill against Phillip Rivers, the matchup we all expected to see, right?
Yeah, I've seen enough of Ryan Tannehill here in Miami. He's fooled gold. He'll look great for a while. Here's the crazy thing. I just think because the kid really never played much quarterback growing up. He has no feel in the pocket. They can be rushing him from the blind side. There's certain quarterbacks, the last second they duck, they get it. He has no feel for the pass rush at all. Big problem here. Also, you know, you look at seven more sacks last week were given up against Denver. So the Chargers can bring it. They got pass rushers. Another team, they do their best work. A lot of teams in the NFL play better on the road. L.A., one of the reasons, they have no home field advantage, but 8-1 the last nine. Also, three turnovers did the Chargers end versus Pittsburgh. They always get out-physicaled versus Pittsburgh. And for the first time in 44 years, the Bolts, they were blanked in the first half of consecutive home games. They have too many weapons here for Tennessee. Tennessee, they might go to a third stringer by the end of the year. Oh. Give me the Chargers here, 27-20.
You know, just minutes ago, my co-host Lee said that this game was easy money. If they want to know what you think about Missouri versus Vanderbilt, all they have to do is dial the 800 number or stop by ParamountSports.com.
Yeah, just call right now. First 10 callers, we'll give them Missouri and Vandy. I've been right four against these two teams each the last 3 weeks, so I got a good feel for them. We'll give you the game for free, 800-400-9741. And a new promotion, it's the Autumn Annihilator. It's a total of 12 games combined, Saturday and Sunday. If I don't have a winning record, you will get the rest of October on my executive phone service for free. So it's as soon as you purchase it, a window pops open with all 12 games. So you don't have to call back later tonight or tomorrow or Sunday. You're all ready to go with the 12 games and a couple of nice totals. Usually I don't play a whole lot of totals, but four of these 12 games are totals where I think the totals are off by 10 points. So Autumn Annihilator, just $100. ParamountSports.com. Let me ask you a question. You guys, does Tennessee practice early in the morning before school starts?
Their afternoon program.
Oh, their afternoon. Okay. Bunch of, like Miami and a bunch of schools now practice at 6 a.m. I can only imagine.
I'd rather get my practice in and get to class late. I'm a morning guy myself. Hence the reason why you're calling us now, Lee.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we had 3-a-days, you know, before practice, you know, when they started in high school and colleges.
Right.
But during the season, and I never experienced that. I don't know if I could get up at 5:15 every day.
Sure. Yeah. Lee, we appreciate the time as always. 4-1 last weekend.